From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A nationwide farm labor shortage is contributing to a flurry of legislative action in Congress this year. The House Committee on Agriculture has formed a bipartisan ag labor working group to study and propose changes to the H-2A temporary work visa program. Last year, Congress failed to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, including immigration law reforms. It has been reintroduced this year. The USDA announced the application period for the Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program. Now in its second year, the competitive program is designed to assist at-risk communities with planning for and mitigating wildfire risks. Applications will be accepted for 90 days. The announcement comes after $197 million was awarded to 99 project proposals across 22 states and 7 tribes during the first year of the funding. The nation's average gas price soared 16.5 cents in the past week to $3.72 per gallon, according to Gas Buddy. The national average diesel price jumped 15.5 cents to $3.99 per gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says prices suddenly soared over the last week due to heat-related refinery outages that impacted some of the largest refineries in the country. The outages come at a time when summer gas demand peaks and gas inventories slid to their lowest July level since 2015.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.